Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hello, everyone. This is Take 3, October the 17th. This is episode 653 of the Overseas Connection podcast. My name is Peter Chin, also known as the Legit Chinny on your gaming platforms. And we are a gaming podcast for the mature gamer, the young gamer, every other bloody gamer. As long as you're weird and funky like us, you'll be happy to join us. We broadcast weekly on Sundays at 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. the West Coast, 4 p.m. East Coast and 3 p.m. Central. We're also on Twitch and YouTube. Just search OC Podcast or The Overseas Connection. You'll find us somewhere. Anyway, I'm here tonight with one other person, and I couldn't do it without him tonight because he's the rock of the show, Mr. Robin Tate.
Hey, hello there. Yes, good evening. It's Robin Tate here. I'm in Ballymena. I'm in Northern Ireland. I am chinless this week, funny enough. Apart from one virtually here. Hopefully, if you're listening to this audio wise, it should be pretty okay. If you're watching it live, not so much. No idea. The dropping of frames I'm watching in the OBS corner there is sitting at about 14% at the moment. Not a darn thing I can do about it. So let's crack on anyway. Pete, you're hosting. So yeehaw.
Yeehaw, right.
And, so. Let's roll with this,
Let's keep going then. So I'm your host tonight, unfortunately. We haven't got any new followers, but we've got a birthday, and it's a Mr. Matthew Hale, who's, it says 47, but I've heard he's 107 tomorrow. So if we've got some funky music to play for Matthew Hale, that'd be great.
To you! Happy birthday! To you, happy birthday! Insert name here. Happy birthday to you!
Gentleman was not recognized.
Let's get straight into story time then. Let's go.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
All right, well, fortunately for the people watching live, it is looking like it's okay now. Stream's running better. It might be their internet, but who knows? We're up and running. We're going. Robin, how's your week been without the chins?
I don't know. It's like having chin withdrawal.
Oh.
Let me tell you a story. So I hope she never listens. I used to go out to this girl once, and she had a chin like Jimmy Hill. It was like a diving board. You could stand on it and jump in. And these guys remind me of her. I won't name her just in case it ever gets back to her. But yeah, I used to actually suck her chin.
Oh.
I used to suck it. Oh. Yeah, it was like, this, Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, if she had been a bloke, she would have been like Postman Pat. You know, she could pleasure two people at once. Bless her heart. First loves and all that, anyway.
Does she still live in Northern Ireland?
Yes, she does. Yes, and I bumped into your nan again, and I did better. anyway. What a week, you know. Maybe not so much a week. It was a really, really busy week, Pete. I mean, in fact, I just sent it to Judith on Friday night. My goodness, what a week. I mean, again, it was unbelievably fast. It was a lot of stuff happening this week. But I suppose last weekend I was here in this wonderful cave, and your brother was here and your sister-in-law was here, and they were in the background playing pool. And I have to admit, last week I was knackered. At this point, I hit a wall at this point. It'd been such a super weekend. I mean, they got the Northern Ireland tour, and I don't know if you chatted or not, but they got the Northern Ireland tour and all of the Game of Thrones stuff and we were in the spa, and there were some dodgy photographs flying around the place of us in the spa.
yeah.
When we had some lovely food and great company. Unfortunately, I don't think Mike is particularly well house trained. He did leave a little wet bit in the corner of the room that he was in, the guest room.
No,
they were great. They were brilliant. They were lovely to have here. It was really, really nice. We, all of us, all the family really enjoyed it. In fact, on my YouTube feed yesterday, there was an unboxing video of Mike and a battery for his Oculus.
Oh, right.
And I clipped it on, and Jasmine ran into the room and looked up at the screen and went, Mike, which was kind of cool. So, I wouldn't say he's welcome anytime, but after a certain period of time, he might be able to come and visit for an hour. We had a good time. It was good.
We can't have an unboxing video in our community without Mike featuring in it. He loves his little unboxing stuff, doesn't he?
Actually, that was one of the things that came up. We seen him unboxing his girlfriend once. Oh, look what I got. Oh, they made a mistake.
What are you drinking, Robin? That seems to be a thinking on podcasts.
I'm having bamboo tonight. You can't beat a proper bamboo. I think it was Friday night. I had too much bamboo and started posting weird stuff. Thank you, bamboo.
Is that just ice in that?
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's such a beautiful drink.
I can't drink it.
Unless it's a really bad rum, I drink them all straight. I don't know how. Why would you? This is like amber nectar. This is like syrup.
It really is nice. It really is nice.
It is fabulous. And I have to admit, today was a really shitty day. And I'm really blessed to have all these children. You know, that happens.
Yeah.
I'm so blessed. But fuck me.
Busy.
Yeah, I didn't like them very much today at all.
What? God.
Just from early morning to all day and all friggin' afternoon, even in the evening, bickering and fighting and bitching and... some work to do. I needed to sit down with the laptop. I needed some to look over some LTA. It doesn't matter. The weenus. I needed to look at the weenus and work out the weenus.
Yeah.
But I needed some clear space to, you know, and it just wasn't happening. Just those kids everywhere. And, I didn't like them today. Didn't like them today.
Couldn't you get them doing anything? What's their pastime? What do they normally do?
Oh, yeah, I know. But there's that many of them, Pete. You know, you send one away and another one appears, and then there's homeworks to be done, and then one was just craving attention, whether he was getting shouted at or bad attention, he was still getting attention. So that was the whole purpose of him, just getting attention. So
how many have you got in the house normally, like at one time?
Six.
Three, four. Oh, my God, okay. Jeez, that's bad.
Six, and it was wet today. It was a wet day today, so it was limited. Outside. And just putting him in front of screens all day isn't good.
No, either, of course it ain't. You wanted the stuff with him, don't you? Whether he's biking or...
I'm complaining a bit, but not too much. But I'm just having a little moan. Bamboo is fabulous.
Bamboo.
I have been, over the last couple of years, looking and trying... Every off license I pass on my travels, I look for different bottles of rum. And I keep on coming back. This is probably my fourth or fifth bottle of bamboo because it is very special. And I haven't found something better than it yet. A few that were close, but nothing that beats this yet.
Yeah, they're £35 retail. And I found one in Tesco for £30 the 1 week. Not too long back, I sent you a picture, didn't I, Robin? And it's really, really nice. I do dig it. It's got a lovely bottle as well. It's amazing, but it's bloody expensive.
Well, what do you do? And so, I found good rum all over the place. I take a photograph of each one. I usually put it in the WhatsApp group, like, here we go. Hey, Boomer, how you doing? Yeah, I mean, even in places like Lidl, where you go in, you know, sometimes they have a 6 or 8 quid bottle, or B&M Bargains sometimes. I like the Fellows. It's like Fellatio's. Hey, Fellatio's, how are you? So sometimes it's like wine and stuff. Sometimes you can get a cheap bottle, which is really good. I think some of the cheaper ones are all sugar more than anything else. And I've had some really pretty rank ones, though you have to put in a mixer with it, but very, very few. So, yeah, well, spiced rum is my thing, Pete.
I went to Aldi right this week, and I got a lager. It was an Indian pale lager. I can't remember what it was called. I think it was called like 10-4. But anyway, it was 10-4 lager.
Hey, Boomer, the Indian beer was called Bud Bud.
Oh, dear.
Forgive me, I apologize.
I didn't know what it was going to be like. So, you know, when you just get one can and put it in your trolley, and I never thought about the price or anything like that. So it was really, really nice. So I went back today.
Sorry, hold on. You bought one can of beer.
Yeah, I bought one for me and one for Shell. It was like Shell had a chocolate orange stout, and I had this Indian pale lager, and that was yesterday, or was it Friday, when we did our food shop. And then I went back today, and I bought six cans, and I bought Shell 2 cans of this chocolate orange stout. And then I realised the price of it then. It's like £1.50 a can, and I didn't realise until I paid for all of it. So I got to check out. It's like, oh, yeah, that's like £13 a month. I was like, what? Anyway, I ended up paying for them. But no wonder it was nice, because it cost so bloody much. But it was from Aldi, and it's called 10-4. I think it is pale ale. That was cool. But tonight I'm just drinking some like Coors Light, and I've got a glass of wine as well.
I'm trying to be a good boy. I mean, yes, I know it's a school night. This is my only alcohol today. I'm not having any more. I had one glass of wine yesterday. I did break that 14 stone mark this week. I'm now down below the 14 stone.
Nice. So your exercise is going well.
Yeah. I did just half an hour today, half an hour yesterday. I am traveling this week, so I went and I booked myself into to a nice hotel with a nice gym and a spa thing this week. Because good. I can.
Good.
Because if I'm traveling, I've got to do that.
Yeah, you've got to wind down. You've got to have some nice leisure time.
That's nice. I mean, they supply, you know, one or two girls for your room and all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I expect that. Yeah.
It's all red. You know, like, Glenn, you know, it smells of patchouli oil and there's a man comes in and rubs you down. And
That's what you need.
And it's just on the receipt, it just says dinner.
Oh, I thought they'd roll that up and you have that with your Coke. But
dinner with clients. That's what it is.
Well, this is the thing. When you work away, you never switch off, do you? You've always got something going on, and you end up just falling back to work, whether it's you open your laptop and look at emails, or you've still got what you've got going on tomorrow. You kind of never switch off. So it's nice to stay in a nice place, isn't it? So.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
my week's been busy, but it's all like work crap. So apart from that, it's been quiet when I've got back, because the girls are still pretty much they've not been going out much because they're still injured. Shell's probably worse than Kira. They went to physio. They went to physio.
I wasn't joking. I wasn't being funny.
Oh,
I wasn't
sorry.
Talking about stiff. Not going there.
So yesterday they went to physio, and Kira's doing okay. She's recovering well, and Shell's just struggling really. But she's got an aggravated nerve. She's got a few pulled muscles. She's definitely got like a real bout of whiplash. So she's suffering a bit. So she's going to be off work for another week, I think. I've not really done anything, Robin. You know, I've watched a bit of bullshit TV. I went to the laundrette today and did like, I don't know, 3 nights worth of washing all in one go.
A thing. You went to the laundrette.
Yeah.
So why do you not have a washing machine?
We have. Yeah. We have, but the amount of washing we had, it would have took us like 3 days to do. So I went to the laundrette and just loaded it all into four washers and then stuck it all into the dryers after, and it was all done.
Do you know what I did? Judith did seven loads of washing yesterday, Pete. It was terrible. And I stood and I ironed for 3 hours this morning and when she was out. I mean, we were so domesticated. But yeah, having seven people in the house, literally there was seven. Judith, she was giving off about the amount of washing, but it was seven loads of washing. We could really do with one of those big, if I can only get one of those big machines and put it at the back of the house.
£7,000, them, I mean.
Might be good.
£7,000. We got some at work. They're a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'll just get some laundrette.
Employ somebody. Do you have washing machines outside? So at petrol stations now, there are starting to be things outside.
Yeah, there is. There's one in Birmingham, in Chinatown. Yeah, there's a laundrette outside of a garage. I don't know, is it a BP garage? But anyway, there's four washers and four dryers. I remember seeing that.
No, weird. Hi, Dan. How you doing, buddy? Sorry, Dan, Bumboo, cheers. It's all, you're to blame. You're to blame for the Bumboo, always. It's always your fault.
I've noticed that. But it's just easier sometimes, and it just to go to the laundrette. So that's what we did this morning.
And what do you do? Do you take your jeans off, like that Levi's advert?
Oh,
and
watch it?
Do you sit there as well? No?
No. Do you know what we did? We went to Pets at Home and brought some dog stuff, and then went to a sandwich shop and bought a sandwich and come back, and it was all done pretty much. So, no.
I'm sorry, I've never used one. What am I like? So, you know, this is the pretty woman bit here. Okay. So, are they locked? When you put your money in, is it locked? I mean, how can somebody not, people steal your undies?
You're not very trusting, are you, Robin? But the washing machines lock anyway. You can't open them for a certain amount of time. So you know that they're going to be washing for 40 minutes. So as long as you come back within that time frame, you're fine. The drying machines, you can open them if need be. But generally, when we're drying, we kind of just sit around the laundrette. So when it's washing, we go out and do bits and bobs. And then we come back, chuck it all in the dryer, and then just hang about in the dryer.
Is there a little woman in a house coat that walks around sort of thing? Like,
at certain hours during the day, cleaning the floors, doing their little laundry service, doing a steam, like steaming suits and stuff. That happens as well.
Oh, I know. All that sort of stuff.
They've usually got three eyes and four legs, and they grunt at you a bit. So it's not like the adverts.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, okay. Okay, well, it's a good idea. Yeah, man, maybe, because seven loads of washing, let me.
Yeah,
my underwear, takes up like three loads of those because
you've got a massive bum. Huge bum. It just saves time. It saved us a load of time. It's like 3 days worth of washing it would have took us, and we did it all in, 3 hours. It was done. Done and dusted, and we even had a sandwich and did some other stuff. So,
I ironed for the length of time of Solo, a Star Wars story was on from the beginning. So that was, I had that on the little Amazon screen in the kitchen where Judith was out with the boys this morning. And I'd done a Solo's worth of ironing this morning.
Nice.
I'd had enough. So there's still a little bit left, but what do you do? Damn. All the shirts for boys, all my shirts, all the boys' school shirts, they're all in dress shirts. So, And Judith's dresses her. Anyway, so we're so domesticated. It's wonderful.
Good. Yeah, we are a video gaming podcast, so we might as well just move on from our story time because it just sounds a little bit boring and domesticated. But anyway, let's move on to some games.
We are secure in our sexuality and we're sharing the thing. Everybody should have a wife. They're very handy.
And if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right.
Please, with the cock cages.
I knew that I'd get you laughing. Ah, games, right. I think we went over all of the freebie games and all that jazz last week, didn't we? So we may as well just skip that and go into what we've been playing. Robin.
Yep. I am going to start with that one, so I am. I am, so I am. And I have been playing something new. And it arrived. and I started to play it, and it's on the screen. And I had a roid. So a couple of weeks ago, I seen the trailer for Ride 4. And the course we're looking at now is the Northwest 200 course. It's in 25 minutes away from me. It is a road course. In certain parts of it, in about 10 seconds or 15 seconds on this video, these are production bikes are on, but on the big super bikes, they're traveling at 210 to 212 miles per hour on an ordinary road. On the next corner that they're coming to in this video is called Station Corner, and they go around this corner at 150 miles per hour, 155, and then they go onto a straight, sometimes four abreast, four wide, at over 200 miles per hour. Curbs, trees, walls. It's one of the fastest road circuits in the world. In fact, the fastest circuit is actually in Northern Ireland as well, and it's just because there's one straight in it, but this here is just ridiculous. Anyway, I seen the trailer for Ride 4 my family are big bike people, they're bike mad. And I looked at this and I went, holy frig, I've never seen anything like this in my life. It is so photorealistic. And I would say it's 95% accurate, maybe even 98% accurate off the actual circuit. Even the little bumps and humps, I know it so well. It is unbelievable how good this is.
Robin,
yes,
is that game footage or video?
Yes, that's game footage. Shit. Isn't that so realistic? And you're playing through me dropping my frames at 7.3% right now.
Oh my god, that's insane! Look how fast
that's insane. Yeah, so I had to go and I actually bought it on the disc. Imagine me buying a disc. So it's game. So we're coming up so I can commentate on this. They're coming up to Mather's Cross. They put in a chicane up here when Joey Dunlop's younger brother Robert was killed here a few years ago, and they slowed it down. It's a crossroads, and the wind used to blow across it. They went around this corner at 175 miles an hour, and the wind took them. And anyway, I bought Ride. I've had several other Roid games before, and they were very, very good. But the reason I bought it was this track. But it's a fully fledged game. There's tracks all over the world. In the dry, I actually think in the wet, it looks even better than in the dry. This was on a PS5 showing now, but on the Xbox Series X, which I have it playing now, you put the disc in and there's a big download for the extra graphics packages, I suppose. But gameplay-wise, brilliant. I mean, you can start with lots of support and help, you know, to stop the thing wheeling away from you and a bit easier to ride. Very, very impressed with Ride. I got one evening. This is Metropole Corner coming up now. Now, as a lad, my father was a flag marshal, and I was a flag marshal, and I used to flag marshal at this corner here coming up right now. And the flag marshalling post used to be right in the middle of the road. For safety, they moved it to the right. But they used to come at me. I swear to God, they came at me, and they turned left when they seen the whites of my eyes. They came at me at 190 miles an hour. On the first lap, maybe 30 bikes. It was terrifying and exciting all at once. Church Corner, up under Black Bridge, around by the sea. Actually, your brother Mike drove this very track with me. Yeah. I actually brought him round the track last Sunday. I didn't do that with him. To show him, to say, look, Mike, we're going to have a look at this tonight, but remember, I didn't do that. Remember where we're driving. So, if you're a motorcycle fan, especially if you're a circuit or road racing fan, you have to get this game. It is kind of fabulous.
It's very cheap as well, isn't it? It's £25 we looked last week.
To say that the expectations of the graphics and the look of this game blew me away. And when I've got it here and put it on, yeah, it's fabulous. And you said yourself, is this footage? I'm told it was like, is it Google Street View or something that it's used? And then they fill in the blanks or something. I don't know how they did this, because I'm just absolutely and utterly blown away by it. Utterly blown away.
That is smart. Even when the people come off the bikes, it looks realistic. Like, That's cool, man.
So, yes, there's that. Again, fabulous. Fabulous, fabulous. Again, every day or every other day, I'm playing my Fit XR and Beat Saber to warm up. That's that. Oh, I did play a wee bit of Pistol Whip again on the Quest. And there's like a cowboy and western story mode has been added to it as well.
All right.
So you're there with the six shooters now and the cowboys are coming at you, which is kind of fun. But yeah, no, this is the main thing I've been playing this week. Ride 4. It's at $24.99. Bongo recommends.
That's smart.
So that's what I've been playing, sir.
Is that just on Xbox or?
No. This here's showing on a PS5 right now. So PS5 or Xbox One or PC. Yeah.
Multi-platform. All right. Okay. Cool.
I might have to get this.
That looks good. All right. Well,
I may send you the disc when I get bored. You can keep it forever. One of those ones, you know.
I've been sticking at mostly Resident Evil again. I mentioned last week, you know, that I've played this, and so it's Resident Evil 7 Biohazard, and it's a good game. What? It don't give me the scare factor that the other Resident Evils do. Now I'm kind of looking forward to playing. Is it Resident Evil Village? I think I'm gonna buy this because it just looks twisted. But this game, this Biohazard game, it's good. I mean, I get it. It's like well put together. The puzzles are great. As I mentioned last week, you know, you go to this hillbilly family, which is your in-laws basically, and the father's pretty much on his way out, and they want you to be part of their family. And it's a bit sick and twisted. Obviously, it involves like zombie type of alien things and. But I don't know. When I've always played Resident Evil in the past, it was always like post-apocalyptic, and it was just zombies everywhere. It felt like open world. This feels more constrained. Like you're in the confinement of a house and a garden and another house and then another. I think you're in some other like garden. It's not. I don't know. It's good. Don't get me wrong. Graphically and the story and everything's great, but I just don't think it's large enough like Resident Evil 2 and 3. But
I'm sorry, yeah. I have my video of me playing this on, and it still scares me, and I can't even watch the video of me playing it.
Oh, really?
I'm sorry. I do not understand how you can play these games. I don't get
why?
It. Look at my terrified face.
Yeah, that's the woman in the loft, isn't it, that? In the attic. Is that the girl in the attic?
That's near the beginning, yeah.
Yeah, that's the attic, yeah.
Near the beginning.
How far did you get?
That's as far as I got.
Oh, God.
I couldn't play this.
Really?
I couldn't.
It's not that bad. Mm. That's probably the worst bit.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few bits and bobs that try and make you jump, but I think that's the most terrifying part, that. I don't think there's anything else that really...
No. Look what you just did. She's beating her head against the wall to knock herself out. What? Why would you do that?
It's a crazy
game. Why would
game.
You want to watch this? But why?
Well, it's just... I don't know. It's kind of satisfying, really. that's your girlfriend, that is Robin, who's in the attic and scared the life out of you. That's the one who you went to save. That's the other thing I don't get. You just think, if you went all that way and then she started acting up like that, you just think, fuck this, I'm going home. I've had enough. I'm gonna try and get myself a better chick next time.
That was my girlfriend.
Yeah, I think it is, yeah. Yeah, I think it's your girlfriend, yeah. Well, is her name Amy? You go to save her.
I don't know.
It's a crazy game. I looked on Google and it looks like there's 7 chapters, coincidentally with the number of the game, but it there's 7 chapters and I'm on the 6th, so I've escaped all of the house and all that jazz. I've dealt with all the family. Now I'm kind of going back in time a little bit, and I'm going to Jazz Hands, and I'm going to I've gone to a big ship where the family first arrived, that Evelyn, which is the mom. It's a bit far-fetched, really. Anyway, I'm on stage. I'm on chapter 6. It's okay. It's all right. So I had a little bit more time today, and I downloaded it, and I thought I'd fire up Marvel Avengers.
Okay.
So far, I'm pretty happy with this game. It's good. I played the demo at EGX a couple of years ago, and I can see now where it was mainly the intro that you played at EGX, and you get to play pretty much as each character, and I can see where they've used sections of that. I think that there's a couple of changes or a couple of things that they've added to it, but you pretty much, as you start the game, or should I say, when I started the demo, you start off straight away as one of the characters from the Avengers. I can't remember who it was. I think it was Thor, and then you move on to Captain America, Iron Man, and then you go on to Hulk and blah, blah, blah. Is it Black Widow? Is that the one out of this game? Anyway. But the story's like completely different to what I expected. I thought it was just all going to be like in your face, Avengers story driven, where in actual fact, the main protagonist so far is this young girl who really is a massive fan of the Avengers and ends up adopting a power where her hands enlarge and she can climb loads of shit and she can like gain extra strength with how large her hands can get and she can punch like crazy. And that's like how it started. I've not played much of it. I think I've played about an hour. So the main protagonist is this young girl, and I just didn't expect it to go that way.
I've got something on the screen incorrectly here. I've got, what is this called? This is Black Panther, Marvel Avengers Black Panther. That's not what you're playing, is it? You're playing something different.
I'm just playing Marvel. I think it's just called Marvel Avengers.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just that on its own. So it's on Game Pass. I've not paid a single penny for it. So when you bought this at launch, I think it was about 65 quid or something like that. So I'm so glad that they've bought it onto Game Pass. And it's free to play as part of the subscription service. And yeah, it's not that Robin at all. Unless you're Black Panther afterwards and you can play that level. I don't know.
That must be a new game.
Yeah. Don't know.
Yeah. Joshua played this, he got it on release and played it to completion immediately.
Did
I? Joshua's a real, he's a real Marvel dude.
Yeah.
He loves this.
Did he enjoy it? You're talking about.
He did, yeah. I don't think it shook his world, but I think he enjoyed it okay.
Yeah. So
he liked Spider-Man to death. And, you know, this here and, you know, so.
It very much felt like that. And at the start, I don't know whether it's the how easy the game is going to be going forward. But it felt like at the start you were very overpowered. So I didn't find that there was anything that was much of a challenge yet. I played it on normal difficulty. And, yeah, the girl that's on the video footage now, she's the one who's adopted this power of like stretchy arms and big hands and like super strength. And she's great at like parkour, running, like climbing and jumping.
Parkour. Sorry.
No.
You can't say parkour to me.
to start off, I think it's been a great game. A bit of a difference from Resident Evil. I just felt like it was a bit too intense, too much. Like I played too much of it this afternoon, and I just thought, you know what, let's have a bit of a switch. And it's really, really good. Great fun. I'll be looking forward to seeing what it plays like in the next week or so. I haven't even scratched the surface as yet as far as the campaign goes. I'm still in chapter one, I think. But yeah, there we go. So that's pretty much all the games I've played. Robin, have you been playing anything else this week, or is that it?
No, I'm going to talk about something that I am going to play. I have it downloaded, lined up, ready to roll. And it was an old favorite of ours. And this is Back for Blood. So the Back for Blood is again part of Game Pass. And away we go again to kill some zombies in a group. So I am rather looking forward to playing all this, which is
Have you set any days when you're playing this? I've been dying to play this as well, and I've not downloaded it yet, so
better get on it, really.
Tomorrow evening I am free. I could do tomorrow evening. I could do Thursday evening and Friday. I'm away Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday.
Okay, all right. So, I'll bear it in mind then. I'll see if I can.
Yeah, because I mean, it just looks like the good old game redone again. I think it's been reviewed okay, but I don't think they've came away from the formula too much.
No.
Than the originals. I mean, it is the same developer guys and all. So
I've never played it before.
If it captures any of the magic.
What's the formula? I've never played it before.
Oh. Okay, so the kind of the gist is, you play on a team of four, and you've got to go from A to B, and C is chucked in the middle of between A and B, so it's kind of frigged up. So you fight together. There's four different characters. There's a heavy, and there's a medium, and a shooter, and those sort of new guys, and you run around, and these zombies come chasing after you in hordes, massive hordes, and there's three or four different types of zombies. There is your standard, like a runner is running at you, and these guys run at you. If it's anything, again, like the old game, then you'll get this big, fat, bloody bastard, and he'll explode if you get too close to him.
Yeah.
It's
sick
like,
on you or something.
Mr. Creosote in Monty Python, oh, just one more away for a snake bit. Oh, fuck off. Have enough. And then you'll have a witch when you hear the witch, and then there's a witch close by, and if you wake the witch up, she's hard to beat. And then there was guys as well that fired their tongue out and they stuck to you and they pulled you in. Anyway, so the whole idea is you have to get to the next safe house, and everybody has to get into the safe house, and there'll be four or five or six levels, and then you get rescued by a helicopter, and you all have to, one massive zombie horde comes after you as you're trying to get onto the helicopter. Brilliant fun, really, really good gameplay together, and everybody, you get knocked down, you get revived, you have to take some pills. Pills for you, pills over here, guns here, ammo here, all this sort of stuff. Good, really, really good multiplayer game as in a group. Really, really good fun. Probably not as much fun by yourself.
No.
Just like most things. It's enjoyable, but, if somebody else is helping you, it's usually better. So this is the same thing. So like wanking, more fun together. So Back for Blood, Left for Dead. Which one is it? Yeah, Left for Dead, Back for Blood. Same thing. Anyway, if you have an Xbox and you have a subscription, which of course you do, it's here on Game Pass, ready to play.
Nice.
Cool.
Nice.
So yes, I am going to be playing this week. Nice.
Okay. All right. Okay, have a guess what? We got some news this week.
Ooh. Oh, I have a button for that.
Here is the fucking news.
As Greg knows, this is my favourite subject, news. But apparently out today, Zombie MMO, the day before, which is on... it's on PC, but it's been confirmed on PS5 and Xbox Series X. So the open world zombie MMO the day before confirms its PC release date, and that PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X versions are on the way. Developer Fantastic started off 2021 by pulling the curtain back on the ambitious new MMO called The Day Before, which has been described as The Division meets The Last of Us. So hype for The Day Before has been pretty high, as it offers a unique MMO concept in a genre dominated by high fantasy games. Since its announcement, The Day Before... Oh, no. Me.
I'm just watching this video. Hey, Pilch. I'm just watching the video. It's like a CNN reporter. She's standing there going, yeah, everybody's safe at the moment. You don't have to worry about it. And all the zombies are behind her.
Oh, yeah. So, it is.
They're mostly peaceful zombies.
They start to attack her in a bit. They do get around to getting towards her. So The day before was only ever confirmed to be in development for PC, but now the developers have revealed that the game is also coming to the next-gen consoles. Alongside some new day before gameplay footage, Fantastic confirmed that the game is coming to PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, in addition to the previously revealed PC version. So it looks like it's going to come out around June 21st, 2022, but it's not really clear on when it's going to come on the consoles. But it does look good. I looked at the trailer and I just thought it might be worth mentioning that because it kind of looks... looks pretty funky, but who knows?
It looks like it. I mean, you think I'm watching here. It does look, especially though that street scene, it looked very much like The Division.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I just thought that looked a bit interesting and thought, well, I'll give it a mention. I'm not going to jump on the hype bandwagon. There's plenty to play between now and June next year, and I'm sure there's even a back catalogue that people have got to play before all of that. So who knows? Let's see what happens. But skipping on to another company, Nintendo. So Nintendo 64 Switch controller is going for ridiculous prices on eBay. I didn't even know this was a thing. It's an expansion pack for the Switch. So as Nintendo quickly sells out of its Nintendo 64 Switch controllers for its up-and-coming NSO expansion pack, Nintendo announced its expansion pack to the Nintendo Switch Online. This includes Sega Genesis as well. Apparently, I don't know. It's added to the service anyway for an upcharge. This apparently has sold for £50 or $50, as the people across the pond would say, for a 12 months, £80 for a family membership. Anyway, resellers have sold this on eBay now for $200 or to $250 at a time. I ain't even seen this on the market. I don't know anything about this. Robin, have you got Switches?
Yeah, I've got three Switches in this room.
I know you got a couple. Yeah, I thought you had. Have you seen this product? But there is...
No, I haven't. Well, I'm looking at it now. I don't understand. What is it? It's a controller and a Sega Genesis controller. All right. But you're getting some games with it. Like what?
Yeah.
All right.
So you get some old games. I don't know how many exactly, but it's like an expansion pack to your Nintendo Switch. Yeah. There's a subscription service there, I think, going on, but I don't really know too much about it. And I thought,
See the N64 controller. You know what? It's the weirdest thing ever. You know, it's like a flashlight. You know, it was one of those things. I mean, you didn't really know which part of it to hold, because there's the three things. See, you know all these terms. See, in your cock cages, Piltry. Sure knows all about. If I mentioned cock cages to Piltreed, I bet you he knows them all.
Probably people going to listen to this now and listen to you and go, hang on, what's a fleshlight? So Robin, what's a fleshlight?
It's like the see in the dark, but it's red, isn't it? Is that what it is? What? Okay, carrying on.
So,
interesting thing. Now, Dan says you get the Animal Crossing DLC with it as well. So, there you go. Aren't you lucky?
There we go. Next bit of news.
Do you know what?
What?
See, I love all this retro stuff. I get it. And I, you know what? I go, I probably want that. You know, let me show you what I got. Hold on.
Well, while he's doing that, I disagree. I've got like one of those emulator things where you've got like 13,000 games on an Xbox console.
Did I talk about this? This is a wiki pad.
A what?
It's a wiki. A wiki pad.
Wiki.
Okay.
No.
So this came out before the Switch, and this company took Nintendo to court over a copyright. Now the really trendy thing about this wiki pad is bing. Out it comes, and you've got a little Android pad.
Yeah, it's an Android.
Now, this came out in 2004, And but it's really comfy. Californian based, not very expensive. I've got a boxed one just recently for my collection of Field consoles. I love my Field consoles. Look, see, that's you, seeing you.
How much are these?
You don't want to know.
Go on.
No, a boxed original one that's mint with all the stuff in it, like unused. Yeah, no, you don't want to know.
Go on, tell me.
Anyway.
I'm going to Google it anyway. Go on, just do it.
No, they're not that dear. No.
Right, what's it called?
It's a WikiPad. There's two different versions of it. About between 70 and 100 quid, probably at this moment in time. Somewhere around there. Yes. Anyway, moving along.
You get a Muse for 150.
Yeah, exactly. So, I always keep an eye out. So I didn't pay 150 for it. I love all of that stuff. I love all of the... Especially, I'm taking a real interest in Field consoles and Field concepts at the moment. That's kind of cool. I have my eye on, hopefully this week is going to arrive. It's like a 48K Spectrum.
Oh, man.
But it's made by Timex. No, I've got two of those. Don't worry about that. But this one's made by Timex. But it's like a copy of the 48K Spectrum.
Right.
A Timex. Anyway. Yeah, so I love that also. But so this Nintendo stuff. Never say that I won't have them.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, there we go.
Oh my God, I've just Googled that. Anyway, right, okay.
Next bit of news, last bit as well, because I really hate this section. Rainbow Six Extraction. Apparently, their release date has been leaked. So
no, you've left the word out, Pete.
What? Potentially.
How much of a non-news story is this? A release date is potentially leaked. It's not even leaked. It might have been leaked. Pete's birthday might be on the 9th of May. Might be, but it mightn't be.
Yeah.
Is it? No, it's not. Anyway, it might be.
It publishes an updated release date for Rainbow Six Extraction for early 2022 in what appears to be an error. A wave of delays hit the industry during summer as publishers readjusted schedules based on the competition and gave more time to projects in need. One of the games delayed was obviously this one, a sci-fi co-op shooter of the popular tactical shooter franchise. You can tell I can't read, can't you? Previously, Ubisoft has teased that Rainbow Six Extraction would be ready for delivery in January 2020. In a new leak, it looks like it's going to be released on January 20th. And apparently it comes from Ubisoft's own new posts released for the game. I don't know. I'm not really that fussed about the game anyway. It's not my type of thing.
Pete?
What?
Pete, it's October? It's October?
Is it?
Yeah, this is January, 3 days before my birthday, when I turned 47. It's like 3 days before that.
Damn.
Before I'm 40, I'm 44, 43 on the 23rd of January. 41 I am on the 23rd of January. 38. So this is October now. And before my 40th birthday. You know, really, that's the most important thing. But who cares if it's the 20th of January, 3 days before my 20th birthday? Who, honestly, I'm like fucking Benjamin Button here. Who cares?
You're going backwards.
Yeah.
Well, I know Greg likes that game as well, doesn't he? But that's news.
Yeah.
And that's all.
Yeah,
that
but he's like
done.
Yeah.
If I don't mention it, you know what he's going to do. He's going to come back and he's going to have a bit of an easy fit. And then like, oh, nobody mentioned the news last week and the show was only half an hour long. He doesn't speak like that. I can't do anymore.
Just to say, okay, so look, Greg's not here because
he was out to do it.
Allegedly. His niece's wedding, allegedly. They all call you uncle. Mark is, he has guests. Is that what he said? Mark has guests.
Yeah.
And Kim, I'm not really impressed. Kim has you have seen The Witness, you know, with Harrison Ford, and when he goes to live with all the Amish people, and they build a house in one day. Well, really, Kim, this is...
They've pinched the modem as well, apparently, because they don't believe in electricity and the internet and stuff, so they've pinched her, like, they've pinched a modem and a computer. Yeah, all the nice electrical items have, yeah, they've just took it all off her.
This is Kim?
Yeah, Kim. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they've done that house with, like, in one day, and she's been out of 3 weeks. Must be some hell of a house. It must have, like, extra garages for all, like, the extra horse and carts and stuff. Yeah, and your woman that was in Top Gun that was in The Witness, I mean, there must be extra space for her bras, or lack of. Anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah, so Rainbow Six is about sometime.
Yeah. And I don't really care because I don't like the game anyway. New releases this week.
Okay. So, do you want me to talk about this one? Like, give you a break? Do you want a break?
Can do if I you can want. Do this. Yeah, you're a better reader than me, so yeah, go for it.
New releases. Hold on, let me have some music here.
That was a dick move.
Dear. Where's the new releases? There you go. Play the game. Thank you very much. The dick be nice beaver.
Nice beaver.
Oh no, it's not one. It's this one. No, I want new releases. Play the game. News. OC. Oh, there's press right. Okay, this week you have Nuclear Beetle. I've no bamboo left. Well, this week you have Nuclear Blaze on the PC on October the 18th. That's tomorrow, people. And on the 19th you have Inscription. Yes, it's also on the PC and also on the October the 19th on pretty much everything apart from the Switch and other failed consoles. There is a fantastic one called Into the Clit. No, I edited that myself as I was talking. It's called Into the Pit, and that's on everything. You've got Corpse Party, and it comes out on the 20th on everything. You've got Rotto on the PC on October the 20th. You've got Town Scraper for iOS and Android also on October the 20th. Echo Generation, if you're really, really good, about October the 21st, it comes out on Xbox. Xbox S, Xbox One, and PC, and extra large. Always check the label for washing instructions. And the Dark Penis Anthology, House of... Even that's got me. House of Gashes comes out on the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series, XS, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PC, and a slot close by to you. And that's out on October the 21st. Those are your new releases of this week. Enjoy!
The game's actually called the Dark Pictures Anthology, House of Ashes.
I like the House of Gashes. I think that's a bit that got me. who wants to have a nice, like, House of Gash?
It's so nice to get my own back. Anyway, so that's all about games for the next week.
No, I haven't.
What?
I haven't done. I haven't seen it yet. Haven't.
No. We've also got a course of the contest as well called Victory Achieved, Robin.
Oh, yes. Yeah, there was one twat, finished the game this week. Well, you know what, we really, really need to push more on this here. So Victory Achieved, we're literally giving away free money. All you have to do is finish a game, take a beautifully posed photograph, you know, of yourself with the credits rolling up behind you. And you tweet that off to @OC_podcast. Podcast or email to podcast@ocpod.com or robin@bongosbits.com or anything you want. Put it in WhatsApp. Send us a letter and we'll enter you. And you can take your prize. You can either have £1 million all at once or 10,000 per month for 10 years. It's up to yourselves. It's actually, and if you take it that way, it's a little bit more. But the risk is, you know, you mightn't get it all. You might be dead. The person that's entered in for that sort of prize money is... Mark Annex, and he finished Deathloop, and of course he is entered in it, but he can't win it. He can't win because he works or his family. So, you know, that's it. So let's, for the people that have officially entered, and there have been many winners. I mean, winners of this. I mean, we've got to go back just in 2019. Sarah, RCGC, Dave 3-O-Matic, Scott Stubby, Gunslinger, The Taff Men, Denok TQ, Mr. Miyagi, Hardly Dan, he finished, Kathy Rean, Mr. Kelly Cranky, you know, and Lord for completing Zombie Army 4 in July of this year. So many people have given so little to win so much. It's fabulous. And right now, we're going to play the sound of Greg in London at EGX 2019. And he was shining Filthy's head.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. Victory's achieved.
Well, that was a squeaking. Yeah. Anyway, let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, guess what? We're done. If you really, really want us to talk more and extend this show a lot more, why not send us an email? We've got an email address. We've got an email. Yes. Flood us with emails. Our email address is podcast@ocpod.com. And you can also send us, if you're still on Twitter and you're not one of these people who've jumped on the bandwagon and going, oh my God, it's too negative. I've got to get off my fucking account and delete it. Just tweet us. We're at OC_podcast.
Do you know what? Sorry, I'm going to interrupt you here. Do you know what, Pete? I have been one of those people with a high, squeaky voice. Okay?
Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
I stuck my head above the parapet earlier this week, and I caused fucking World War 50. Turned around and happened to say that a certain comedy special was pretty good, and your man's the goat. And it caused fucking riots.
On Twitter?
So, yes. Oh, the usual suspects stuck their head up and decided to write an essay. One of them actually emailed me separately to say, I'm going to write an essay about this. Do you mind?
Is it still on there?
I haven't seen the essay yet, but no doubt he'll be ripping me to shreds.
No, is the tweet on there still?
Yes, it is. The whole tweet thing is, yes. I put up to say that the... your man Chappelle's show called Closer was very, very funny, but you actually have to watch it from the beginning to the end. Like most things, like the story has a beginning, a middle, and an end, and you watch it right to the end, you'll get it. But if you take snippets from it, you'll think something different. But anyway, let's not get into this now. So, I did appear back on Twitter. I stuck my head above the parapet, and I was shot down very, very quickly again. So, yeah.
Aww.
Let's go, Brandon. Anyway. Carry on.
Okay. We're also on Facebook as well. So our thing on there is ocpod.com or fb.ocpod.com. If you want to search for us on there. We're on WhatsApp as well. There's tons of groups and it goes on and on and on. And there's lots of activity. I'm not selling it great, but I'm tired. But we've got a great community. We talk lots and lots and lots. Oh my God, has he got like a... Oh my God, he's got like a big... Is that a paddle?
Yes.
I knocked you down.
He's just smacked his screen with a paddle. He's been talking about fleshlights. He's been talking about paddles. I reckon Robin's... Robin's visited a shop or two, I think, like away from home. Oh dear, he needs to stay at home, I think. So anyway, that's how you can get in touch with us. I don't think we've still got that audio clip that Nicole does.
Oh, flip me, what? Oh, Nicole, oh, that one. Oh, I thought you meant the other one. Make me twitch, make me play games. No, I can't. I'm not allowed to play that ever again.
Nice.
I'm really not. But I have this one.
Hello, my fellow podcast family. I got all my sisters with me.
Yeah.
Nice. All right.
That's more nice. Anyway, let's go home.
Let's go home. Robin.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you want to shout out?
Oh, yeah. I want to shout out Boomer, Hardly Dan. I want to shout out Martin. I want to shout out the Uggs from the Restream bot. Pilch Reed. What a great way to see that man's name. Boomer. Yeah, everybody that was in the chat, it's really, really lovely. I love that live chat thing. It's good fun. Good fun. It adds an extra layer. And as you know, we are all about layers. Like, we're like an onion. You peel us, shall we cry? If you prick me, shall I not prick? I want to thank Tara and Mike for coming here. I hope you've had a really, really good time in Northern Ireland and on down to Dublin. I hope you've had a good time and Ireland was good to you. It was lovely having you listening to this. It was lovely having you here. Thank you very much for trusting Judith and I in our little humble abode to entertain you. And it was good. To Greg, safe travels, Mark, Phil, everybody that's out there, and anybody that's struggling out there. You know, I know I had a shitty day today, but I have this to look forward to and people to talk to. And so if you're struggling out there, we're all approachable. We won't judge. Well, not much. Not in front of your face anyway. So, but if you need help, you know, reach out, man. Reach out. Talk. Talk. It's good. Good to talk. And, if you want somebody that, you know, that you want to talk to and that you don't know that well, but you just want to offload to, we're here. Okay? Anyway, that's that. I'm going to go and Google some fresh lights, some cock cages. I might actually order them all. Nice. But the only problem is when you search for these things on Amazon, because Judith and I, you know, we buy so much from Amazon, my search feed appears, and even when you search for one thing, it appears lots and lots and lots.
Suggestions.
So if I search, Judith's going, how come all these things are appearing on my feed? I have no idea, darling. Anyway, this week, if you see us playing Left 4 Dead or Dead for Life or Blood for Life or Lead for Blood, if you see us on there, jump in and play. All right, that's it. Yeah, great. Thanks for bearing with us at the beginning. It's all Pete's fault.
It's all your fault, not mine. Shout out for me is just virtual love to Greg. He's had a bit of a bad day. Was it yesterday or today? It sounds like he's having a bit of a tough out there on his travels, and hope he gets back home safely, and I'm sure he'll be fine. Apart from that, it's a quiet week for me, and I can't wait till the next one, and I hope you have a good one too. I'll see you later.
Say goodbye!
Mm-hmm. Time to go.
Bye!
Okay. Bye!
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.